finally tonight, we've been talking throughout the week about Iraq and about ISIS. Jeffrey Brown now brings us a conversation with an Iraqi-American poet and author who has helped publicize the plight of the women who have been abducted and sold into slavery for years in her native country.
A crowded Friday night at the Ishtar restaurant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, where Dunya McHale, her husband, and friends often gather to plan the activities of what they call the Mesopotamian Forum. Iraqi-born Americans putting on literary, musical, and other events to help preserve their culture. But for several years, McHale has been obsessed with events far away, in northern Iraq, where in 2014, ISIS forces set about to destroy a people, the ethnically Kurdish Yazidi, members of an ancient sect the Islamic State considered heretics. An estimated 3,000 or more men were killed, often in pits that would become mass graves. And some 6,000 women were taken captive, many sold in a market into sexual slavery.
I said, that's real? That can happen? And you know, as a, not only as a human being, but as a woman, I felt really so insulted to know that. So that's when first, I was curious to know more. I feel that the culture is an important part of the language.
McHale is a poet and former journalist, an American citizen who fled Iraq in the 1990s after her writing landed her in danger during the regime of Saddam Hussein. Learning of the Yazidis awakened something personal.
And when I left with one suitcase. So I felt that was not fair just to reduce my life to one suitcase. But now when this happened, it reminded me of how lucky I was that I was able to leave and with putting some stuff in the suitcase, while these people were just, some of them just leaving empty-handed, and still these are luckier than the ones just taken captive.
She began contacting friends in Iraq to learn more, eventually finding her way to Abdullah Shrem, a beekeeper in Sinjar devoting his life to rescuing enslaved women. First by phone, later in person in Iraq, Abdullah introduced McHale to women who told stories of rape and murder.
He said, I want the world to know what happened here. He said, try to get it translated to as many languages as you can.
The result is The Beekeeper, firsthand accounts of horrors endured and acts of heroism by rescuers and the women themselves. Stories like that of Maha, whose children were killed and buried in a garden after her first attempt at escape failed.
She stayed there in the garden, refused to move, like a stone or something. She was just like turned into a stone.
What was it like, though, to hear these stories, horrific stories?
You know, I felt honored that to be able, like, to that they were telling me that and they were trusting and they felt I will help them bear witness.
The world now knows a lot more about what happened.
Zahida was just 17 when the militants came.
NewsHour special correspondent Jane Ferguson reported on the trauma and shame women continue to live with long after ISIS was driven out. And this year's Nobel Peace Prize recognized Nadia Murad, a Yazidi woman who escaped captivity and became the international face and advocate for her people. When McHale returned to Iraq for the first time in more than 20 years to visit the camps, she was stunned and moved by the women she met.
They were so resilient. They would be telling me these horrible stories, but they were kind of trying to console me, as if they
were
knew.
Trying to console you.
Yes.
Even though they're telling you about horrific things that happened to them.
Yes. Yes. That's how I felt. They were trying to make me feel better. Shakumaku.
Today, Dunya McHale continues to teach Arabic to young students at Oakland University, a large public institution in southeast Michigan. In her classes, she instills a sense of culture as well as language.
Small feet will tickle the giant feet of the tigress.
And she continues to write her poetry, some of which also appears in The Beekeeper. In her new work, rather than translating her poetry from Arabic to English as in the past, she's writing in both languages.
Kind of mirrors you as a writer, maybe as in exile. You have, everything is dual. You have your memory, so you have another life. The word Saeed, where's the Ain? Where do you hear it?
Dunya Mikhail's next volume of poetry is due next summer. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Sterling Heights, Michigan.